Good morning. We're looking at the close of the US markets, and we've seen the markets once again selling off in the last 20 minutes of trade. If we have a look at what happened here at home yesterday, our own market down around 6 points, and that was after a good start. Mid-session, the market fell away. We tried to come back, but we just weren't able to finish in positive territory. The European markets, while most European markets were down across the board. Now, out of Europe, we also had the European Central Bank leader Mario Draghi coming through and saying that he's seeing recovery in the Eurozone. And so that has once again lifted the expectations of a pullback given their quantitative easing and concerns about interest rates moving higher in Europe sooner than expected. And if we have a look at the Bank of England notes that came through overnight, one thing they have done is lifted the amount of money that key banks have to hold on their balance sheets to make sure that they are covered for any debts or downturns in the market. If we have a look at other news stories, we saw that Facebook came through and said they've now surpassed 2 billion users globally. But what we did see was a continuation of weakness in the US technology stocks. If we have a look at the areas that did do well overnight in the States, well, it was the banks. The rest of the sectors put it under a fair bit of pressure. We saw the technology stocks, the semiconductors, the industrial stocks, the biotech companies, and also the healthcare stocks losing ground. Mid-session, we heard that they've delayed the announcement on the US healthcare bill. If we have a look at other movements in the market, well, Google getting hit by the European Commerce Commission, saying unfair favouring of some of their own services and sales on their site over rivals was illegal, and now they've come through and fined them $2.7 billion. And we saw that Google's share price was down around 2.4% in the overnight session. Netflix down by 4%. Weakness in most sectors. We did see a little bit of money going back into the oil and energy stocks, and that was after the oil price regained another 2% overnight to $44.24 a barrel. And the gold price holding at $1,250 an ounce. Now, the Aussie market this morning is set for an 8-point slide at the start of trade. We're set to actually lose a lot less ground than would be expected on a normal trading day, but we did see increases coming through in gold, in oil, and also in iron ore, and hopefully that will offset some of the losses that we saw in the overseas markets. The iron ore price up around 6% in the overnight session, with the Australian dollar also coming back towards the close, 75.91 US cents.